Hi, I'm Steve Garrett, and this is the podcast I'm calling Within the Realm. Over the past several months, I've been listening to several different podcasts, and I've been amazed at the mental doors this format can open. So, of course, I've decided I can do it too. They say write about the things you know, so that's what I'm doing. The things that I'll be presenting are within the realm of my experiences, little stories I've come across in my travels down many a dirt road, through the pages of thousands of books, and in the answers to incessant questions I've asked of the all very tolerant people I have known throughout the years. I'm convinced there's a lot to be seen if we look with a new perspective, even in the commonplace things that seem to be, on the first glance, uninteresting or in the things that faded from our collective consciousness. I hope I'll be able to convince you of that too. One of my hopes is to present a story that makes you want to seek out more. I'm not intending to present the final word on any particular subject, but rather to pique your interest or start a conversation. The making of these particular podcasts are done well within the do-it-yourself ethic. If you're going to start, you're going to start somewhere. These are being produced out of the spare room in my house with meager equipment, or with the help of talented Confederates and my long-suffering tech-savvy sons. We're learning as we go along, so I'll apologize ahead of time for less than stellar production values. I've set up a Facebook page for Within the Realm so you can follow up on the stories, maybe get a picture of a thing I tried to describe in an episode, or just leave a question. Maybe we can all start seeing things differently in our own little realms. Thanks for listening. Since you're here, here's a sampling of our offerings. Hi, this is Within the Realm, and I'm Steve Garrett. When I was in high school back in the 80s, each year, as had happened for decades previously, we played our nearest neighboring community in the game of football in what was touted as the Battle of Barren Fork. The Barren Fork was a creek running between the two towns, and I'm not sure what the victor got exactly, but Battle of Barren Fork has a ring to it. Little did we know, as we were battling over it, the Barren Fork Creek was having an identity crisis. This identity crisis began with new topographical maps and highway signs that began to appear in the late 1970s. It had always been known as the Barren Fork of the Illinois River due to its being dry when the earliest white explorers arrived in the area. That's B-A-R-R-E-N. Barren. Despite this early survey, the creek has proven to be a prolific stream. The stream drains an area over 1,600 square miles in Oklahoma and Arkansas, and it's said to be the largest contributor to Oklahoma's Lake Tenkiller. The creek itself is marked with surrounding woods and high bluffs formed by the flow of water over the centuries. The water is clear and fast-moving. When the Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Gulf Railroad ran their line through the area in 1895, a bridge across the creek was built, and near that location, a railroad stop was built as well. Soon a store, a post office, a school, and a few other business interests took advantage of the new railroad. The post office was named Barron, B-A-R-O-N. Despite these conflicting names, there was little confusion about the difference between the creek and the community. The creek was widely used for swimming and fishing by folks throughout the countryside. Several favorite swimming holes with names like Chimney Hole, Wright's Hole, and the Boy Scout Hole were popular spots on hot summer days. The Chimney Hole was so named because of a sharp bend in the creek created a small but deep place, like a chimney, where swimmers could jump off the bluffs above, a good 15 or 20 feet above the creek, and never hit the bottom. The Boy Scout Hole was near Camp Fred Darby, the local Boy Scout camp in Cherokee County. Because these swimming holes were located on private property, their use started being restricted in the 1970s, as landowners became more concerned with legal liabilities on their property. For several years, the best public access for swimming was adjacent to the state highway bridges at Barron and Eldon, barely wide spots in the road. Both places have large gravel bars perfect for hanging out on the creek on a hot summer afternoon.
The little community thrived for the first several decades, thanks in part to the efforts of Frank Howard, a prominent local politician and businessman, who owned the store and was, from time to time, the postmaster of the community. Starting with the Great Depression, the community began to struggle. Mr. Howard died in 1935 after being struck by lightning while checking on his cattle. The post office was closed in 1942. A new alignment of the state highway in the 1950s bypassed the community entirely. The school was shuttered in the 1960s and consolidated with a larger neighboring school, and the store and other business interests struggled to stay open. By the 80s, Barron no longer was an economic center. Barron's slow demise was over. In the 1970s, the United States Geological Survey maps, which had previously listed the stream as the Barren Fork, B-A-R-R-E-N, now began listing it as the Barren, B-A-R-O-N, Fork, for no apparent reason. The state of Oklahoma added their own brand of confusion by placing signs on the bridges that labeled the creek B-A-R-R-O-N, Fork Creek. They were later changed to just B-A-R-O-N. In 1970, the creek was designated as a scenic river in Oklahoma by legislation. The legislation provided certain protections regarding water quality, habitat protection, and use of the stream. The Barren Fork Creek is one of the best locations for Neosho smallmouth bass, a species particular to the Ozark Plateau. The preservation of the scenic stream is overseen by the Grand River Dam Authority, the Scenic Rivers Operation. Even with these dramatic changes in the surrounding community, the Barren Fork Creek is being preserved for the present and for the future. I did make note during the research of this article that the Scenic Rivers operations consistently refer to the creek as the Barren Fork Creek, B-A-R-R-E-N. I've recently made a trip through the area, and I'm happy to report that the Oklahoma Highway Commission has changed the name of the creek on their signs. The state of Arkansas, however, has not. They still have the incorrect spelling. Today's episode was written and researched by your host, Steve Garrett, and produced with the help of Cash Ramsey. You can check out story notes and other information on our Facebook page, Within the Realm. Be sure to like our page and leave a question or an encouraging comment if you'd like. And as always, thanks for listening.